Hey, Pizza Time Podcast. I'm your main host, Sean Serrano, and I'm here with three other people today.
Paulo de las Penas.
Josiah Hernandez.
Nicholas Sainz.
And we're here to talk about human rights. But before I talk about that, how are your day going, guys?
Good.
Great.
Anyways, oh wait, Josiah.
Yeah, good, thank you, except for that last one.
You're funny. Anyways, what are human rights, anyway?
We're going to talk about cyberbullying in Article 12.
Article 12 is the rights to privacy.
And freedom from torture, which is Article 5. But how does cyberbullying, we could use the topic cyberbullying as the rights to privacy and freedom from torture, right? Because it basically has the same element. But what does it exactly violate?
It violates the right to anti-discrimination and the freedom from torture.
But what I meant is how? Anyway, basically we discriminate people's, like, just anything about them. Their sex, religion, race, social standing, and etc. Well, and people can also torture you online by blackmailing you and other kinds of ways. Where is this human rights issue occurring anyways?
Everywhere within internet access. Probably not third world countries. No, most third world countries probably not, but I'm not really sure.
The internet, pretty much everywhere. Anywhere you go on the internet.
Is there anything already, like, exactly being done to correct this human rights issue?
Yes, and, if you play video games, you can block someone.
That's true, and, like, when you're in social media, you could also block someone, right? Yes. But they can also create tons of accounts to still, like, bother you in every way they could think of. How do you stop that?
You can make your account private, such as Instagram. If you go into your settings, you can turn on a little setting saying private account, so that way they have to follow you in order to see your things.
That's true, but, well, sometimes
the US government also made a website to prevent cyberbullying and what you should do when you are being cyberbullied.
And at school too, you could tell the teachers and stuff, maybe even like those technology professors, they could help you at, like, permanently block someone's IP address or something to help you guys.
Why should we even care about this human rights issue? Why should it even matter to us?
We should care because cyberbullying in general is wrong. Bullying in general is just wrong.
Cyberbullying isn't different from physical/verbal bullying. It's still discriminating someone and attacking their privacy and self-esteem, which leads to people committing suicide.
We should care because it's not really the same as real bullying. Well, it is because you're hurting them in the process, but it could lead to so many bad things that, well, it might not even help them. It might make it worse for them.
Sometimes, like, you know how people, when they get bullied, they don't really, like, want to show it? They just try to act strong, but, like, maybe at home they keep hurting themselves, right? And what do you think we can do to these people who are actually getting targeted by people that's just wrong? People that's just wrong in general.
Speak up. Tell an adult. They can probably help.
We could, like, make a group or club in school to help people who get cyberbullied or just bullied in general.
Like what Josiah said, the government made a stop bullying website, right? And from what we found, that schools, what kids can do, people can take training, and people can just, like, help us. And in what it says, what schools can do can just help prevent bullying by establishing and enforcing rules and policies that can maybe affect students so they could stop, maybe encourage them to stop bullying, right? What we can do is, like, we can do, like, keep yourself and the kids, you know, from bullying, like, support them. if don't judge them from what their physical features are. Maybe even like talk about it with them to make you calm down. Anything else? So we're about to end our podcast. It was nice talking about this with you guys because we could discuss how we could actually make each other safe and help stop bullying. Thank you.